kumsitz. It's a Yiddish word that means come sit. The word is used to describe an evening gathering where everyone sits together, be it on the floor or on chairs, and sing spiritually moving songs, or reminisce, or tell stories from the past, or discuss the present. Welcome to the kumsitz, right here on 101.9 Chai FM. This is the Kumsitz.
Eine sehr gute, gesunde Morgen zu all unseren Einhörern. Sie gibt uns viele, viele Vergnügen, dort mit euch allen zu sein. Welcome to the Kumsitz on 101.9, the home of Yiddish spirit and the Yiddish language. It's great to be with all our listeners on air again. My name is Hilton Kaplan and my co-hosts today are Judy Moritz, Shoshana and Ronnie Kaplan. Judy and the three Ks, good to have all in the studio today. Here we are today.
Good to be here.
On the 19th.
Thank God. After you can get out of bed in the morning and say, Baruch Hashem.
Amen. Mori ani lefanecha.
Here we are today on the 19th of June 2025. Min kenne gleiben wie die Zeit flit und was geht on in Israel.
In ganz Welt.
Oh, but das ist...
Alle Banditen vom Iran, ihr weißt, nächsten gewinnen 22 Jahr, 22 Nissan, weißt du? Sivan.
Sivan.
Yeah. Sivan.
So, in the years before, there was an uprising in...
Shushan.
In Shushan, and about that time. And that was the day, the 22nd.
Nein, das ist der 23. Hand is 23.
Nächten, ich habe reid vom Nächten. There was an uprising many, many years ago in Shushan, in this time. So I say Purim is the wrong time, and this is the right time, because this is it. There was a massive uprising in that, in there, and they overthrew the...
Was ich gelernt habe, Nechten Banat Hein, der 23 von Sivan, hat der Gezeire gegen die Jiden gewinnen rausgenommen.
Ja.
So ist es passiert, Eiche.
Okay. Well, very good. Sivan ist Sivan.
Sivan, das ist der Hein, das ist ein Simchesdicker Tag, sage ich.
Simon Toven.
Ja, richtig.
Okay.
So, right. The discussion that's just happened now is what happened on the 22nd stroke, 23rd of Sivan.
Right.
In terms of, Shoshana made a comment that in Persia, the decree against the Jews was issued on the 23rd of Sivan.
No, it was repealed.
Annulled on the 23rd of Sivan, and today is the 23rd of Sivan.
That's right, and that's why we should be besimcha today. Bezrat Hashem, the beginning of all good things.
And also, just for the record, the son of the previous Shah of Iran, has also said
he's prepared to come back.
Yeah, not only that, he must get rid of Khomeini.
Yeah, 49 years since, you know that.
Is that how long?
49.
49 years.
So before the coming of the live read, we should just tell them what you're on. You're on the Chai FM.
I've already told them.
But you didn't give them the Chalem Alula phone number.
I haven't gotten there yet.
A live read.
That's the next paragraph. If you have a small business, think about this. Imagine you ran an amazing special offer, and imagine Chai FM told 125,000 people about it. Imagine we also posted your special offer on our social media platforms and listed you on our website. And imagine you could do all of that on a month-to-month basis. What would that be worth to you? Chai FM has a special stimulus package for small businesses, and you should get in touch to find out more. Email info@chaifm.com or send a text on +27 61 895 1019, and we'll call you. 101.9 Chai FM, 101.9 megahertz of building community businesses.
Kumsitz. It's a Yiddish word that means come sit. The word is used to describe an evening gathering where everyone sits together, be it on the floor or on chairs, and sing spiritually moving songs, or reminisce, or tell stories from the past, or discuss the present. Welcome to the Kumsitz, right here on 101.9 High FM.
So coming up on the show...
Is Stephen here? Stephen's online.
Sorry.
Hello, Stephen. All right, and you're talking now to Shoshana and to Judy and to me and to Hilton, and you're talking to all of the High FM people in South Africa who are on the radio.
And those that listen in the rest of the world.
And those who listen anywhere in the world. We all want to wish you a happy birthday.
Yom Hulet Samaya.
And you're on the radio, and it's lovely to wish you a happy birthday. Many, many more in good health. Judy will now talk.
Wie 120 und 3 Minuten. Favos 120 und 3 Minuten, Stiefel? Sonst nicht sterben zu gier. Happy birthday, Boyki, and many more. In health.
Stephen.
A good start to the day. I had bells ringing.
Bells ringing.
Why? Why?
Okay, I understand. Okay.
All right, Stephen. A good show.
Everything of the best.
Keep well.
Take care.
Bye.
Okay, so where were we? So coming up on the Kumsitz today, the four of us will be bringing you an exciting and interesting show, with a show focused on the spirit of the Yiddish language. We'd love to hear from you, so make a note of our contact details. WhatsApp us on 061-895-1019 or send us an email at onair@highfm.com. Ronnie, during the course of the show, will tell us some interesting and exciting Yiddish stories, which we'll translate as we go along. And later in the program, Ronnie will give us a few English words to be translated to Yiddish. So stay tuned, because even if you don't speak Yiddish, you'll be able to follow us. Shoshana will give us a hint about her topic. Shoshana, over to you.
A gute Frau Morgan Allemann. Ich weiß, ich jetzt gedacht, als HaKadosh Baruch Hu hat angegreit, der größte Tag, was er passiert heint, der 23 von Sivan, als der Geseide wird er weg gegangen, aber er hat all sein zugegreit mit ein paar Jahr zu Faden. So what I'm saying is that today, being the 23rd of Sivan, where the Gezeira against the Jewish people were taken away by Achashverosh, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepared everything, because what happened now was only because Vashti was taken out, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw to it that Queen Esther was put in place, the same as the Israelis put a lot of things in place many, many years ago also in Iran. So thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for looking after us then, now, and all the time. Wenn ich also ein bisschen später andere Sachen.
No, Ronnie, erzähl uns der Meister.
Ich will erzählen der Meister. Ich bin ein junger Mann, er hat gelernt in Yeshiva, und er hat nicht gehabt zu viel Geld. In fact, er hat keine Sache nicht. Und das M gewinnt mit Joren, hat er geschlafen in einem Autobus, hat geschlafen in Plätzen, was er nicht gekannt. Er hat nicht gekannt, auf vorderen Platz.
There was this fellow who, for many years, he studied at a yeshiva, but he didn't have any money. He used to sleep in buses. He didn't have a place to sleep permanently.
Shelters
under the and didn't have money for food and all that kind of stuff. And this went on for many years.
So he went to the Rav and he said to his Rav, I have no idea what I should do. So the Rav said to him, that's opening a gun.
So after a long time, he went out to speak to his rabbi, and he said to the rabbi, Rabbi, I've got no money. What must I do? So the rabbi said to him, you must start a children's nursery.
Sagt er, wann will ich kriegen Geld zu rein? Ich weiß nicht. Sagt der Rabbi, ich habe Emmets, aber es soll Kinder helfen.
So the rabbi said to him, you've got to start a nursery school. He says, where am I going to get money to start it? The rabbi said to him, I've got a friend who'll be able to help you.
Hat er gefunden, Emmets, und hat geöffnet ein Gan in Ramat Gan.
So he opened, he found this chap who had the property, was helping him, and they opened a nursery school in Ramat Gan.
Und sie gegangen vor ein paar Jahren und hat ein bisschen hat sie gekrogen Geld zusammen und hat gegangen mit den gehabt und ein paar andere Sachen und gefunden kleine Tiere und dort geblieben.
So he managed slowly over a period of time to collect a bit of money. He ran this kindergarten, nursery school, collected a bit of money. He got married and he bought a flat or had a flat to live in and an apartment to live in, and he continued to run the school.
Geht er weg, ein Jahr, zwei, and er hat kein Geld nicht zu. Die Menschen, wo schicken die Kinder, haben echt nicht Geld. Und es ist sehr schwer zu halten, den Platz, wo sie lernen sei.
So, over a period of time, things became much more difficult. The people who were sending their children there, unfortunately, were also not flush with money. And things became very difficult to run this operation.
Und es gegangen sind sein Rob und der Rob ist schon gestorben und nie gewusst, was zu tun.
So he thought about what he had to do and he decided he had to go speak to the rabbi again. But unfortunately the rabbi who advised him previously had passed away and he now didn't know where to go or who to speak to.
Hat er gehört von der Rob Karnevsky. Chaim Karnevsky hat er bei ihm gegangen.
So he went to speak to Rabbi Chaim Karnevsky.
Take the library.
Okay. Dischem Wellness Clinic for Adults offers convenient and professional care to help you manage health risks. With you having your regular wellness checks such as blood pressure or cholesterol, Dischem Wellness Clinics offer you a broad range of health screening services, including female health screening with pap smears, family planning and pregnancy screening. Fast, affordable and with care. Find your nearest Dischem Wellness Clinic inside Dischem Pharmacies. Better health starts here.
Kumsitz. It's a Yiddish word that means come sit. The word is used to describe an evening gathering where everyone sits together, be it on the floor or on chairs, and sing spiritually moving songs, or reminisce, or tell stories from the past, or discuss the present. Welcome to the Kumsitz, right here on 101.9 Chai FM.
Sagt zu Ravka, er gegangen, ich machte ein Appointment mit Rav, und er gegangen bei ihm, und der Rav hat gehört, sein Meister, und er hat gesagt, du weißt, wir haben uns getrieben von der Platz, wo ich bin, ich habe kein Geld nicht, und ich komme allem in Geld, und es kein sagt nicht, was darf ich tun. Mein Rob ist gegangen früher, hat gestorben und ich weiß nicht, zu wem und zu gehen zu.
So you went to visit Rabbi, I had an appointment with Rabbi Karnevsky and he told him his story of what had happened and he said to the Rabbi, listen, unfortunately Rabbi, I've just run out of money. I don't know, the people who send their children unfortunately can't pay. I haven't got money to continue. I don't know what to do. Can you help? I don't know who to turn to. Been thrown out of the premises that I had before. Is there any advice that you can give me?
Hat Chaim Karnevsky getracht ein bisschen, sagte mein Kind, geh zurück in Ramat Gan, gib ihm einen Platz und du wirst kennen machen, ein Leben dort.
So Rabbi Karnevsky said to him, listen, my boy, my son, go back to Ramat Gan, find a place there, and you'll make a find a place and you'll be able to and carry on with the nursery school and you'll be able to make a living.
Hat er rumgegangen und Ramat Gan gefunden einen Platz, was ich bin sehr billig.
So he looked around Ramat Gan and eventually he found a place that was pretty reasonable, cheap.
Even a hegdisch.
It was a mess. Absolute mess.
The wind gewinn nass and the Umatum, du kannst nicht leben und gewinn Rats dort in a wenig.
You can't believe the premises there were. The place was an absolute shambles. The walls were full of water. There were rats in the place. It It was just, you can't believe what... You couldn't breathe in the place. It was so bad.
Hat er gesagt, Robert mir gesagt, ich darf das nehmen, da hat er angefangen zu machen rein.
So because Rabbi Kanievsky had told him that he must take this place, he did that and he started cleaning the place up.
Es hat gedauert ihm eine lange Zeit, aber er hat gemacht das rein und gekommen in ein Platz, hat er getroffen, etwas nicht in Ordnung, hat gewollt, und gefunden eine Kästel.
So he was continued making, cleaning up this place. He was battling to clean it up, but he continued to, he persevered, and he got to a particular corner and he found a little box there.
And dort in geschrieben 1903.
And on the box was written 1903.
Hat er geöffnet den Kessel und gefunden dort Gold.
So he opened this box, and inside this little box that he had opened, he found gold.
And so sein Freude zu ihm, du weißt, es gewinnt einer, man muss kein sein, noch einer, hat er gegangen, gesucht, in einen anderen Platz, und gemacht rein dort, gefunden noch ein Kistel.
So he mentioned this to his wife, and his wife said to him, look, if you found the box in this place, maybe if you continue looking, you might find another box somewhere else. So he went and he started looking and he continued making other places, part of the premises, clean. And guess what? He found another box.
Box and it gave him those.
He opened it.
And he found gold.
Some more gold.
Yeah.
So he opened the box and he found more gold. So he obviously must have carried on looking.
No, so and he gemacht rein and gewinn fantastic. Hat er weggegangen, so einer was handelt in gold. Hat er gegangen und verkauft das Gold zu ihm. Hat nicht gekannt, was er keine tun mit dem Gold. Hat gefunden eine Seiche zu kaufen das Gold.
So he thought to himself, what can I do with the gold? Absolutely nothing. I need to find a gold dealer, gold merchant. So he went, he found a gold merchant and he sold him the gold. And guess what?
Was er gefunden genug Geld, zu euch sollen die Menschen, was er gehabt haben, mit gewinnen über $35,000 in die Zeit. Kannst du gedenken, dass $35,000 und hat gemacht rein und angefangen weiter und angefangen zu lernen mit den Kindern und er hat gekannt, kaufen Adira in die Zeiten. Gedenkst du, $35,000 ist nicht Kleingeld. In die Zeit.
Wenn er größer
ist. Wenn er, was es kann sein, heint er 5 Millionen.
Ja.
Und er hat verkauft das und er dort zu auslernen, was die Kinder, was er gedarf. Und von Kajanewski hat er gewusst, dass der rabbinische Leilem ist mit ihm zusammen.
Aha, der ewig der vierte Welt.
He went and he sold the gold that he had found. In those days, he got $35,000 for it. And, I mean, in those days, $35,000 was a lot of money.
Wow.
And he went and he cleaned up. He paid off all the debts that he had. And he managed to run the nursery school that Rabbi Kanievsky had told him to run.
Yeah, as Judy sagt, as me hoben gedoilim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu für die Welt.
Yep.
Hoben gedoilim, Baruch Hashem.
Ewig der Fiel.
And it's exactly... To in honor of Stephen's 80th birthday,
birthday,
your favorite saying, Stephen, as Mensch tracht und Gott lacht. Man thinks and God laughs. And Stephen says, you got it wrong. The saying should be, Mensch tracht und Gott tracht anders. Man thinks and God thinks otherwise. And this goes to show, this particular story goes to show exactly what Stephen said is right. A Mensch tracht und Gott tracht anders. A person thinks and God thinks otherwise.
Ashkarach, Hilton.
Very nice.
What a story, Ronnie. Das ist, nein, ich darf. Das ist gewesen, Emes.
Das ist Emes, ja.
Das ist Emes.
Und ich weiß.
Oh, aber da. Die ganze Familie, Achuzetzara, Umetum.
Umetum,
dasselbe gesagt.
Ja, mir darf das...
Glauben.
Ja, es glauben wir.
You gotta believe.
Eber.
In Bnei Brak.
In Bnei Brak.
Ja.
Und das ist gewinnen Ramat Gan. Ramat Gan echt nicht. Ich habe noch nicht weit. Ich habe gewinnt einmal in der Ramad Gan, sitze ich auf ein Auto. Ich habe gewinnt auf ein Auto. Und der Inspektor kommt da rum mit einer fragte mir Jüngel, für das Geld, für das Gang in den Auto. Sagt er, ich habe das, ich habe nicht kein Geld. Ich habe gegessen Ice Cream. Sagt mit dem Geld. Sagt er, und wo kannst du das gefunden? In ganz Welt wirst du nicht gefunden. Sagt er, du weißt was, du kannst bleiben auf dem Auto. Und morgen wirst du zahlen eure Geld, was ihr habt. I mean, wo kannst du nicht rausgetrieben vom Auto? This is the world that we live in, the Jewish world that we live in.
What a lot unto them.
I was in the bus. I know it. I saw it simply myself.
Das ist ein richtiger Emerson Weiss.
That's a Emerson Weiss. Du weißt, was passiert. Ich habe gehe dort in Ramat Gan, ich habe gewollt sein mein Freund. Aber ich bin in Auto. Und Pitom geht er raus, geht er weg.
So Ronnie just quickly telling the story of what happened to him. Once he was in Ramat Gan.
In the same bus?
On the bus, that the boy was there. Inspector came onto the bus and said to everybody, check the tickets. And he said to the boy, where's your ticket? He said, I used the money that was for the ticket. I bought myself an ice cream. Under normal circumstances, the inspector would chase him off the bus and tell him to, he said, you know what? Continue on the journey, but tomorrow you'll pay for your thing. Don't buy ice cream tomorrow. And while Ronnie was on the same trip, on the same bus,
the driver walked off.
The driver stopped
the bus
and got off.
Got off and away gegangen.
And went away.
Yeah, so I was going to tun. Weiß nicht, kann ich sagen, kommt der zweite Nachhag. Bleibt leben am Platz, hat genommen sein Schiff. Und hat angefangen zu gehen mit der Auto weiter.
So what happened was the driver got off the bus and walked away and just left them sitting there. So what happened? Another driver who lived in the area, got onto the bus and it was his shift and took over.
What a country.
It's only a country like that. And today what happened in the hospital is given a miracle. Anes. You cannot believe it what happened. They moved the people from there downstairs. Because if you...
The ground floor.
From the ground floor, they moved underground. And so that if it was surgery and they had to go to take cover, they were ready. They didn't have to
carry on.
They could carry on. It's a mess. So vanish that it get cooked always good stuff.
So just talking about this, I just want to make a comment about an article that I saw in one of the Israeli things, and I'm just going to quote this very quickly with everyone's permission in English. From Pharaoh to Persia, Nazis to modern warfare, they endured. An imam calls this a miracle. Hassan Chai Grumi is an imam in a municipal mosque in Paris. He's moderate and outspoken friend of the Jewish people, and he wrote the following. I, the son of Ishmael, an imam, a Muslim, a man of peace, hereby offer my sincere testimony about this extraordinary people. I must admit, I believe in religions and in miracles, but there's something about the people of Israel that truly feels like a living miracle. A people whom the pharaohs tried to erase 3,000 years ago and failed. The people whom the Babylonians tried to destroy 2,500 years ago and failed. A people who the Nazis tried to exterminate 80 years ago and could not wipe them out. The people whom the Arabs fought in 5 wars to erase from the map and failed. This is a small people in number, but possessing a unique strength, a divine blessing. Wherever they place their hand, they succeed. In finance, commerce, science, philosophy, literature. A desert land they turned into paradise without oil or gas, but with freedom, democracy, intelligence, and willpower. This is a people who gave the world Einstein, Newton, Kafka, Karl Marx, Nietzsche, Spinoza, and Freud, and many others who left a mark on humanity. They are realities that neither reason nor logic can explain, and there's only one word for it, a miracle. For 2.5 years, this people has been fighting on 5 fronts. They said Israel would tire, but it was on the verge of collapse, and yet once again it surprised the world by opening a new front against an Iranian enemy, feared by many, even among the Arab regimes. This people, though small in number, possess the courage of nobles, the wisdom of prophets, and the patience of righteous men and determination of survivors. How could it be otherwise when they are the descendants of Abraham, Solomon, David, Moses, Jacob, and Joseph? A people driven by a thirst for life, work, and innovation and continuity for over 4,000 years. There's no other word I can describe them than the miracle people.
Miracle people.
From the words of an imam in from.
And men darf sagen, a dank zu der Eibischte.
Men darf sagen, a dank zu der Eibischte. Die ganze Zeit sagt, dass er jetzt happened. Ja. Men darf sagen, a dank
dabei.
Was noch Judy Hein? Willst du sich so machen a little jetzt? Okay, so before, okay, so we're going to do this. I'm going to do my main one, okay?
Yeah.
This is your Natan Rosal. Did anybody know your Natan Rosal? Your Natan. Okay, he's composed the lyrics to the amazing song which has been kept us going. Yonatan is an American-Israeli singer born on the 25th, 1973. Yonatan was one of the greatest pioneers who brought spirituality to the Israelis. And the song that we're going to hear, it is that withstood us from our fathers and us. For it was not one alone who rose against us to annihilate us. Rather, in every generation, there are those who rise against us to annihilate us. But the Holy One, blessed is he, saves us from their hand. And from the book of Out of the Ashes, what a divine promise could have worked the miracle of the rebirth of the Jewish people out of the embers of Hitler's furnaces. The Klaus Berger Rebbe related.
Klausenberg.
Rebbe.
Er gegangen durch die Milchum.
Ja.
Er verloren seinen Spruch.
So now listen to what happened. Language is in a Nazi slave labor. A professor came to him and said, so what is the lot of the Jews? Es wird sein gut. It will be good. I'm not a prophet. Rather, my conviction is based on historic fact. Notice how many nations have resolved to annihilate us, the Jewish people. That's exactly what Hilton has just read now.
Right.
Consider how many millions of Jews have already perished in sanctification of Hashem's name at the hands of mighty empires and nationalities, empires of which remain no living trace today. My English take off Kapuras. The Jewish people continue to exist. There are many persecutions and travails notwithstanding. There are today sizable families who trace their ancestry to a particular grandfather who had perished some generations earlier in sanctification of God's name, even as his executioners and their commanders have fallen into total oblivion. Although I cannot tell you what will happen to me personally, I'm certain that the Jewish people, as well as a whole, will survive and will witness the downfall of their adversaries. I can guarantee this based on thousands and thousands of years of Jewish history persisting to this day.
Kumsitz. It's a Yiddish word that means come sit. The word is used to describe an evening gathering where everyone sits together, be it on the floor or on chairs, and sing spiritually moving songs, or reminisce, or tell stories from the past, or discuss the present. Welcome to the Kumsitz, right here on 101.9 High FM.
So here we are, Hilton. I'm Hilton Kaplan, along with my co-hosts, Judy Moritz and Shoshana and Ronnie Kaplan. The Kumsitz on 101.9. Shoshana will now just talk to us about her topic briefly.
Shoshana, can we just quickly make an announcement? Basil's Mental Chalamelulu, great show, Chivra, Shabbat Shalom, Am Yisrael Chai.
And while you're on there, Cindy also, Morning Yiddish team, thanks for a great show. Happy 80th birthday to Stephen Adler and many more. Shabbat Shalom, Am Yisrael Chai, love Cindy. And then I think there's also one here from Carol. But anyway, Craig, you all have... Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, Carol also, something... Your show today is cheering me up.
Shkoach, Carol!
And Cindy's got another... Cindy has geschrieben noch a message dort. Hast du gesehen? Howard, ja. Sie sagt, wir haben warme Meises. No?
We got warm stories. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Our grace and thanks, and
our grace dank, Mantaira.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Doesn't stop. She works like I can't believe.
Okay, so in so given once again, gesund. Ich will nur reden ein paar Werte wegen der Pasche, wo mir geht, haben jetzt Schlag, weil Schlag, ja.
So it's written in English.
Yeah, yeah.
So Shutla's going to speak about the Pasha of this week, Shalach.
It's a story of the spies.
Twelve
spies are reingegangen in Canaan, das ist Eretz Yisrael, und zu sehen, was geht on dorten. Und 10 von sie hat gekommen zurück, nicht mit der guten Neues.
So 12 of the stars, 12 of the spies, the elitist of the army, off they went to go and visit the Chalamalulus, the spies, to spy out the land. 10 came back and 2 were definitely for and 10 were against.
Yeah, so was passiert, was they gesehen in the wenig is, a sach Menschen hat gestorben, the Zeit, was they gewesen dorten. A lot of people were dying while they were touring the land. Haben sie gekommen zurück und gesagt, ich weiß nicht, was ist ein Platz dort. Als Menschen, wir können leben dort. Alle gestorben. Aber wir haben Rashi, wir haben Rambam, wir haben Chazal, was hilft uns zu verstehen, was passiert. So, they said that they saw a lot of people dying in the land. But because, Baruch Hashem, we have got commentators, the Chazal, who explain to us all these things, we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had gewollt haben, as the mention in Canaan, who had zugenommen mit Levias, wegzunehmen, sehen, the spies was going around by them. So basically, because of the Chazal that we have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was making people die so that the people in Canaan would be busy with funerals and have less time to concentrate on the spies that were walking around amongst them.
That's a clever way of doing it.
Yeah. Ja, aber the spies, die 10 spies, haben nicht verstanden das und sie haben gesagt, das ist nicht gut. Aber Kalev und Yehoshua gesagt, nein, das ist gut. So, was wir darf lernen von das ist, wir darf haben eine gute Eig und wir darf wissen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu geht achten auf uns. So, we don't know HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. We just know that he does run the world and he does run the world for our benefit. So, let us look at the world with a good eye and thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for everything you do to us. We can't say enough. We can't thank Thank you enough. We can say Mizmor LaToida, that is Tehillim 100, the ganze Zeit.
And Nishmat Hand. They get Nishmat.
Oh, yes. What's going to happen?
Nishmat. Remember, so they are at 6 o'clock in Israel, and we are at 5 o'clock over here. So please, everyone,
to tell
do your Nishmat
listening.
And do your Mizmor LaToda. All those that feel like going on to the real Nishmat, please join us. There's Nishmat also, and if you want to know, we'll send you the Chalamalulus.
It is at Emuna.
No, it's not Emuna.
Where is it?
On what do you call it? Each person has to do their own thing.
Oh, is there no special place to meet?
Body, yeah.
Oh, so at 5 o'clock here in Johannesburg,
yeah,
the ladies will get together and say Nishmat Kol Chai and Tehillim also?
Yeah, and Tehillim.
Okay.
Discover the delightful symphony of flavors at Friends Bakery in Sandringham every Friday. Indulge in fresh baked flavored challahs like za'atar, homemade and classic loaves. All perfect for Shabbat. Try the Friends Bakery new pretzel challah. You'll be a fan for life. For a limited time, enjoy free taster samples when you purchase your challah. Place your order easily via WhatsApp on 0761060085 and taste the difference that is everyone's taste buds buzzing. Visit Friends Bakery in Sandringham today and treat your taste buds to something extraordinary.
Kumsitz. It's a Yiddish word that means come sit. The word is used to describe an evening gathering where everyone sits together, be it on the floor or on chairs, and sing spiritually moving songs, or reminisce, or tell stories from the past, or discuss the present. Welcome to the Kumsitz, right here on 101.9 Chai FM.
The only thing I said that I was going to say is that the night when they came to the Kumsitz, it was the 9th of... Und dann habe ich gesagt, du weinst Hand vergonnen, und ich habe gemacht.
Ist du wert?
Mit der Weißen, ja.
For the rest of your
life. Ja, for the rest of our history. Aber mit Ratterstimm, das fängt doch an. Ich weiß, das fängt doch an. Ja, jetzt. Was all den Geld sein, gut, mit
Ratterstimm. Absolut, absolut. Ein Tisch überab, wird sein, ein ziemlich dicker Tag.
Amen.
Okay, just on that point, Cindy has just sent another link here. Holy Women of Johannesburg, if there's ever been a time for all of us to join together to bring light into this world, that time is now. Join for their incredible worldwide event below, followed by baking challah together and davening for our beloved homeland and a fully healed world. Thursday, the 19th of June at 5 p.m. at Emunah, 60 Mijon Street, Glen Hazel.
Uh-huh.
Here we go. Shkoach Emunah. Let's go, baby.
Yeah, give us some words quick.
Okay. What's a father-in-law?
A shver.
Very good. What's iron?
Eisen.
Eisen.
That's fantastic. Yes. Okay. What's a better person?
A besser mensch.
A mensch.
A besser mensch. Yeah, that's it. Okay. I'll stay.
Ich will bleiben.
I'll stay.
Ich will bleiben.
Bleiben. Right. I'm just trying to get the words that you people just would
trying to catch us, huh?
Huh? I'm trying not gonna catch you. Why should I catch you? You're all nice people. What is veal meat?
Kalb.
Kalb. Yes?
Kalb.
Yes?
Kalb. Kalb. Kalb.
Kalb. Kalb. Kalb. Kalb. Very good. Okay. What's a bribe?
A kala.
No. What's a bribe?
A bribe. A bribe.
Oh, a bribe.
A bride.
A bribe.
T. A B.
A bribe.
Bribe,
yeah. Bribe somebody, the government.
Geld under the Tisch.
It's not bad, Shoshana. It's a very clever idea.
Geld
under the Tisch.
Geld under the Tisch.
Money under the table.
Money under the table. That's it. No, but it's the vote in Yiddish.
What is the vote? No,
no, that's in Italy.
That's Italy where you coins into a fountain.
The word is, I'll give it to you, Unterkaif.
Unterkaifen.
No, we were nearly right.
Huh? Very good. You were very good, yeah. Shake my hands.
Shabbat shalom.
Nimm mein Hand.
Nimm mein Hand.
I'm trying to give you. What's the tooth?
Atzon.
Oi, Atzon. Ich darf gehen zu der Zahndoktor.
Zahndoktor, okay.
Ich gehe auch von der Hand.
Okay.
Von da bin ich.
What is shiny?
Lichtig.
She shines.
Sie scheint wie die Level.
That's another story. Okay.
What's
shiny? You don't know. Glitzy.
Glitzy, glitzy. No, that's also slippery.
Slippery and it's also shiny.
Okay, this can
say that. Yeah, you see, you wanna start with the Yiddish. Okay. To do.
To turn.
Yeah. And to put on clothes.
On.
That's what you see. What's shaving cream?
Was mein Lektor heute von Ponyum?
Yes, that's it.
It's for a man, not for a vibe.
A cream like a cream like a cream.
Well, then nimmt er unter der
Wogel, es soll schnell darf geendigen.
Okay, well, I'll give you the word. Zazir.
Azir.
Razir.
A razir.
For shaving. And zift. Zaft. It's a pow as a cream.
Cream. Razir.
Zaft.
Razir.
Zaft.
Zaft can be juice as well, yeah. I see Craig is from Sochandor, what's the name?
Then,
I want to ask you one more word, yeah. What is okay?
Good.
Yes, and?
Beseder.
Sein. Beseder.
Beseder.
Very good. Yeah, okay.
So, it's almost time for us to say goodbye.
Yeah, almost.
Judy and the 3Ks. Next week, we will be back with you, all four of us.
In
the same time and same place for the Kumsitz on 101.9 Chai FM. Goodbye, and thanks to all at Chai FM, Craig in the studio, Kathy and the crew. Stay safe, drive carefully, and enjoy yourselves. A good time, Gibbench to Shabbos.
And I'm Yisrael Chai, Bezrat Hashem.
Happy birthday again to Stephen.
Bezrat Hashem.
And then to Shoshana, very nice. Everybody spoke very well today. Magic. Next week, I think we can start a program of
Historia from Drum Africa.
No, but what was given is given. In other words, what happened to the Jews from when we started years and years ago in South Africa? And thank God, Yechob a guten Zicharon.
Ah,
I have a good memory. Thank you.
Shabbat Shalom.
You're going to go to the World Wide Web, www.voz.
Somebody's coming in here.
This is George.
George.